What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I decided to do a little bit of looking around here in San Diego to see if I can find some notable offlinings to share with you guys. And boy, did I find a good blast from the past. Now, this article was published on the 19th of February, 2015. Man admits to offlining his ex-wife with a brick. Where are the Commodores when you need them? Ow, oh, she's a brick. House. Ain't shit. Boy, do I have a twisted sense of humor with this series. But hey, it would be boring if I didn't have a twisted sense of humor. Chula Vista, aka Chulawana, for people who live here. A man accused of beating his ex-wife with a brick outside of her Chula Vista home, causing fatal injuries, pleaded guilty Thursday to first-degree termination. Rand Eugene Huffman, 64, was charged in the February 2014 attack on Martha Huffman, 63, who succumbed to her injuries weeks later at a hospital. The couple had been divorced for more than 3 decades and had an adult son. Okay, the first question that rings out immediately. Why, after 3 decades, did he spin the block and decide to take her out? And why did she still keep his last name? I'm going to give my guess later on. The defendant and his ex-wife had not spent time together for more than 24 years, a defense attorney said. The plea entered in Chula Vista Superior Court allowed Huffman to avoid a sentence of life in prison without parole if he had been convicted of termination and special circumstances allegations of lying in wait and kidnapping. He will likely be sentenced to 25 years to life in prison at a hearing scheduled for April 28th. Now, of course, I think at that time they might have probably sought, you know, the death penalty. But I think the lawyer chose not to do so. On February 26, 2014, officers were called to a home on Twin Oaks Circle after neighbors reported hearing a woman screaming and seeing a man dragging her behind her house. They found Huffman in the backyard holding his knee to his ex-wife's neck. Wow! She was George Floyd before George Floyd. He had slammed her head with a brick, police said. Police said Huffman drove to his ex-wife's house on the day of the attack, parked a block away, and waited until she came outside. Given the evidence in the case, Klein, which is his attorney, or was his attorney, said Huffman realized that pleading guilty was, quote unquote, the right thing to do to put an end to this. Well, well, well. Now let's go back to my initial question. Why, after 3 decades, did he spin the block and decide, yeah, I'm going to take this woman out? It only comes down to 2 things, or should I say 2 simple words, in my humble opinion. Lifetime alimony. Mm-hmm. Which, in my humble opinion, is why she still kept his last name. Yeah. Do you honestly believe that after 30 years, she was not still getting alimony? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There have been numerous women who went on camera and said, yes, I refuse to get married, even though I have a boyfriend. I refuse to get married because I don't want to lose my ex-husband's alimony. In my humble opinion, that would be the prime reason why he decided to spin the block after 30 years. Can you just imagine 30 years of alimony? Woo! That's enough to drive anybody insane. But, like I said, that's just my speculation. That's just my opinion. I could be right or I could be completely wrong. You never know. You just never know. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to damn say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down at her home. He parked in wait and ambushed her there. I'm going to give that a 15. Method of execution, the baneful brick. I'm giving that a 45. Psychological impact. Neighbors had to come out and witness what happened. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a 50. And of course, for the brutality factor, he had his knee on her neck trying to cut off that oxygen supply and then smashed her with the brick. So I'm going to give that a 45 as well. And of course, a brick, yeah, that's one level above stoning. So I'm going to give that a 10 for the uniqueness factor. So Rowdy Rand Huffman gets a score of 165. Oh, gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen. There have been many a man going on the premise that it was lifetime alimony that drove him to this. But there have been many, many men who've decided to, unfortunately, take themselves out of the equation. They self-terminated because of alimony, because they couldn't keep up, because they knew that jail was over their head, regardless. Yeah, yeah, it sucks. A lot of Hollywood actors, they had to start taking less than ideal roles just to try to keep up with the alimony payments. But, hey, there are some men who will say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and make a calculated, you know, conclusion. If I don't pay the monthly ransom, I got jail over my head regardless. If I decide, you know what, I'll just go ahead and eliminate the problem, I'm going to jail regardless. So, yeah, many, many men have said over the years and decades, the surefire way for a non-criminal man to become a criminal is to get divorced. It's a sad, sick reality that we live in. But gentlemen, hey, there are more and more men, especially of elder age, who are deciding, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and till death do we part, bitch, till death do we part. And I'm going to make that vow come true. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who, once again, under the pretense of this man having to pay alimony, believe that the system is going to be there to protect you after you decide to use the state to fleece a man for years and decades, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think that you have via the court system, via the gun of the state, that always goes out. Feminism and the idea that the court system is going to protect you while you decide to fleece that man and use the gun of the states to rob him blind, that's going to go out as well. Because once again, looks like this was another man, for all intents and purposes, who decided, you know what? I'm done being robbed by the state on your behalf. So yeah, 3 decades, it didn't matter. In the end, he decided, yep, this woman is truly the bane of my life after she's exited, but still robbing me. So guess what? I'm gonna go ahead and dirt nap her ass. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.